And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a weekly visit with the Spaceman. That's right, Boston Red Sox pitching legend Billy is on the line this morning. And when we reach Bill this morning, we find that he, for some reason unbeknownst to us, he's in Rhode Island writing poetry.
Really?
Morning, Bill.
Sure.
Good morning. I'm east of First Beach. I see the cliff walk, and my ship is coming in. It's a cruise ship. It has F. Scott Fitzgerald and Zelda on it, and they're about to write some of the great works, The Great Gatsby. Where am I?
You're
in Middletown, I think.
That's right.
Oh.
Okay, very good.
Anybody would say Newport. I'm in Middletown.
That's amazing.
This is a trick question, and you got it right. You are brilliant.
He's the traffic guy. He knows where everything is.
Yeah, he knows where everything is.
Hey, is Governor's Bar still there right at the edge of First Beach? Oh, what a good one.
Yeah.
Is that down by Watch Hill?
No, Watch Hill is
Watch
in
Hill
Wick.
Is, no, Watch Hill is further south. It's past Lawrence, Wally's father's beach.
Okay. Yeah, Salty Brine Beach. Yeah, okay.
That's on the edge of Quinnick Island, by the way.
Okay, thank you.
Isn't that amazing how we're all connected, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Do you know the man from Nantucket?
Well, we're not going to go there.
His name is Mike Mulkern. I just got off the phone with him.
Oh, good to hear. Okay, so Bill, you know, you've pitched all your life. So you know a lot about pitching. So maybe you can kind of square away something for us, because as we watched the Red Sox over the weekend, I need the appropriate music. It was the best of times, and it was the worst of times.
Charles Dickens.
Let's start with the worst of times. So Stephen Wright is pitching, and, you know, he's a knuckleballer, and he gives up 10 runs. 10 runs. Now, you never see a pitcher give up 10 runs, because a manager never lets him stay in the game that long. But with a knuckleballer, what are you going to do? Okay, so then yesterday, Chris Sale comes out. He's unbelievable. Lights out. 13 Ks. Shutout baseball. Sox get a 5-0 win on the whole thing. So with Stephen Wright, you're the manager. He's out there. Why, when you see he doesn't have it, Bill, why do you leave him in and just let him get hammered like that?
Well, you don't know he doesn't have it. Sometimes Wright is wrong, and you don't know when he's going to be wrong, right?
Okay, I'm trying to follow.
I see what you mean.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
So that's basically it. Sometimes it knuckles, and sometimes it don't. You know, it's Hoyt Wilhelm. You look at his record. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he had games like that. A manager never knows. And when you come back, it's great to have a pitcher that gives up a lot of runs if it generates your offense to get more than the other team, i.e. 14-10.
Yeah.
I went to the game in the middle. I went to the game where Erod doesn't cover first base. They play terribly. They put Lynn, bring him up from Pawtucket. I look at their starting lineup, and I look over at Mike Mulkern from Nantucket, as we're in the Legends box, and I go, this is a pretty weak lineup. i.e. the guy threw a three-hitter against us. So that's the game. You never know. It's a chess match. You put up the certain players, and you don't know what you're going to get. But we won 2 out of 3 against a good team, and that is a sign of a good team. And when you get Benintendi, all the bees back in the lineup, we're devastating, and that's what happened yesterday.
Okay.
Are you concerned at all about Chris Sale? Because, you know, he goes out and throws 100 miles an hour, but can he hold up for the season?
Well, if you keep getting him out after a certain number of pitches, you know, let's put it this way. He has a history of breaking down in September, and that's what you have to guard against. And how do we do that? You know, he's his own worst enemy because he's a thrower. He's not a pitcher, you know. And I would throw only 3 balls over 90 all game, and that's why I could throw 274 innings. I could throw 260 innings. I could throw 374 innings at the age of 69. It's because I pace myself, you know, and I know how to use gravity. Don't try to defy gravity. And that's the difference between pitching and throwing.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, use gravity. Don't defy gravity. Okay, there's your Bill Lee report this morning. Listen, what are you coming back to visit us, Bill?
By the way.
I'm not leaving this perch forever. I could write all the great works right from this perch.
Okay, have a good one, man. We'll talk to you
again.
Okay,
go to the
week.
Brick Alley Pub down on Lower.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be with the Newport Gulls today. I'll be throwing out the first pitch, so go out there and get me.
Okay, have a great one.
Bye-bye.